Hi there, Christoph Trapp here with the Authentic Storytelling Project, and today we have a guest on our podcast, Joe Miller. She's the CEO of the Women's Leadership Coaching Incorporated here in Cedar Rapids in Eastern Iowa. Thanks for joining me, Joe.
Thanks for having me on the show, Christoph.
And the show, that's very formal.
Yeah, I do.
what we want to talk about today is we have noticed a trend that organizations continue to have struggles sharing their stories and their knowledge. And so we have some ideas on how we can get past that. So why are organizations not sharing publicly, not just behind closed doors, but publicly on their website, on a blog? You may call it content marketing if you like, but how can we get beyond that? How can we think about that differently? And Joe had some good ideas on how to think about sharing knowledge publicly differently.
Thanks. Indeed. In fact, a while ago I was listening to Andrea Lee speak, and if you haven't heard of Andrea Lee, she's kind of a guru in the whole world of marketing for people like myself, coaches, trainers, speakers, people that have some expertise or knowledge that they want to get out into the world to a much broader audience. And she was talking about the great resistance, and I think, Christoph, you alluded to this earlier, the great resistance that a lot of people have to repurposing their content and making it widely available. And so what Andrea said was, think about your favorite band. You have a favorite rock band, and of course you're going to download a few songs, maybe even an entire album, but it doesn't stop at that. If the band comes to town, you'll probably buy tickets to go and see them in concert. You might even buy a t-shirt and other merchandising along the way, maybe even get a DVD box set. So the idea is that they deliver an incredible experience, but not through only one format, and their audience is excited to participate in a variety of different formats. So think about your audience in that way. If you have a favorite channel that you like to use in terms of disseminating your knowledge, perhaps it's that you love to blog, or maybe like myself, you have a workshop. Start thinking about the different ways in which you could repurpose that might be of huge value to your audience.
And I think of Seth Godin, for example. I mean, I read his blog post just about every day. I went to a conference before when he was speaking there, and I think just because he was there, that was a big reason why I actually signed up and paid money to go to the conference and bought a plane ticket to fly to the conference. So it's not just Seth Godin who actually benefited. It was the airline and the hotel, right? So we do spend money when we follow those people. And same with the rock band, right? I mean, we listen to Pandora. Sometimes we download a song, sometimes we don't. And then sometimes we go to a concert. I personally have not been to a concert in a while, but I do all those other things. So maybe another example of how not everybody picks every channel necessarily.
Yeah, and it's funny. After I heard Andrea use that great analogy, it really got me thinking about, okay, so, I have this one-day workshop that I deliver again and again and again, and it gets rave reviews from my audience, and I get invited back to deliver it year after year. So it really got me thinking about, okay, so I have this one piece of core content that I get paid to deliver, but maybe there's ways to pull out little chunks and pieces of it. And so initially what I started doing was I envisioned a book. And Christoph had asked me earlier, why don't you have a book yet, Joe? And the answer is it's in the works, but each chapter of the book is going to be a topic from the contents of my workshop. And so for a while I was writing articles about those contents, but I was able to kind of micro chunk it even further. So now it's delivered as a 6-week virtual coaching program where every week individuals who sign up will get, a 5 or a 10 minute video of me just delivering a tiny piece of it. And I even recorded an audio CD that's also downloadable as well on some of the topics. So, if people are having trouble really thinking about how they might repurpose content, I would say you know, my top recommendation would be think about the channels that you're most passionate about. You know, so you, when you jump out of bed in the morning, are you most moved to record a podcast like we're doing today? Or maybe get on the phone and speak with an expert and record that conversation? Mm-hmm. Or is it to write a long blog post, or, you know, just a, you know, a 500 word or even less, just a mini blog post? But the point is to think about what you're most passionate about in terms of the channels that you like to deliver your material through, and stick with those. Stick with the channels that give you energy that you feel moved to do. So for myself, of course, blogging, writing, speaking, definitely. But delivering webinars as well is a real passion of mine. So I love to find experts who are as passionate or even more so about these topics and just interview them for an hour and then put mm-hmm. that podcast out for all to see.
And I always learn something new, too, when I talk to people for a podcast or anything. So that's always good, too. It's not just you sharing your own knowledge, but you're learning something yourself. The other thing I wanted to mention quickly on podcasts recorded on the phone, one great tool that you might choose to use is Google Voice. You can actually have somebody call you, and then you can push 4, and you can record the call, and it's uploaded as a whatever it is, MP4 or whatever the audio format is. So you can listen to it, transcribe it. So we're going to do that with this podcast as we do with all the podcasts. So people can read it, right? So we're doing the same thing for everybody that can't listen necessarily, but they can still read it. I think the bottom line really is, Joe, right? We shouldn't just hold our content back because we think holding it tight to the vest will make it more valuable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And so don't hold on to it. Don't hold it too close. You don't need to give away the farm, but you can always give away tiny little chunks of content that, believe me, people will find incredibly valuable. I'd also like to speak about the value of engaging with partners to someone who perhaps is a terrific writer or editor or transcriptionist or is awesome at taking your ideas and putting it in a great looking PowerPoint or mm-hmm. slideshow that you could put up. So you don't necessarily have to do it all yourself. Find some great partners who really shine and excel in their area of expertise, and you know, help them help you get your content out into the world as well.
Well, we're talking about PowerPoints. I think that's what you mentioned meant, right? PowerPoints.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you we're talking about PowerPoints, that's another channel. I think that I personally forget about all the time. SlideShare. You know. Have a PowerPoint, you present it, upload it. I recently, and I am totally not bragging, I upload my PowerPoints and I had like 10,000 views on SlideShare. And I'm like, what do I even do on SlideShare? And I literally just upload, I almost said dump my PowerPoints on there. But people look at them and people click through them. So one of my goals actually personally is to have a better effort going in using SlideShare, because people use it, obviously. It's not just Facebook, not just Twitter. LinkedIn is another channel. You know, upload your blogs directly to LinkedIn. Maybe not the same day as you're putting them on your blog, so Google doesn't get confused necessarily where it belongs. But people look at it there. Look at your post on there, too. So it's another way to connect with people. The final thing from my end that I like is every time I publish something, sometimes, not every time, but when I publish things, sometimes people disagree, or sometimes people have another opinion, and they will share their opinion, and you can really learn from each other just by having a discussion, just by listening to each other. Now, I don't allow any trolls on my site at all, but, you know, if somebody has an opinion, I'm glad to talk about it and see why we have different opinions. Joe, any final thoughts from your end?
Sure. Well, I just wanted to say I'm kind of jealous. I was about to brag on my very first SlideShare effort. I kind of skeptically put a PowerPoint up on SlideShare and got 2,000 views. I want to know how to get 10,000 like you. I just put another one up today. We'll see how well it does. I would say to listen to the comments And the questions that you get in response to the content that you put out there too. This will be my closing point. Because in those and in how you answer and respond to those comments and questions, you're also creating content again. Yep. So maybe you'll have a new blog post that's, you know, ask the expert, where you just go ahead and answer those questions, or even just provide little quotes from people who took your content, used it well, and have a story to tell about the difference it made for them as well.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Joe.
Thanks for having me. It was fun talking with you.
Thank you.